back on the president's new plan. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The House plans to vote tomorrow on a bill aimed at preventing a rail strike after President Biden urged Congress to step in. Eight unions had approved a tentative deal, but four rejected it, largely over the issue of paid sick time.
It's not everything I would like to see. I think that we should have paid sick leave. Every developed country in the world has it. We don't. But nonetheless, we have an improved situation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, with the broad impacts of a potential strike in mind, Railroad Workers United just out with a statement slamming the president for not asking Congress to make the terms more favorable for workers, though. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says some Republicans may be inclined to vote against the bill. Walmart is being sued by a survivor of the mass shooting at a Virginia store last week, faulting the company for continuing to employ the gunmen.
Donya Prelo's lawsuit asks for $50 million and appears to be the first legal action taken following the shooting that killed six store workers and wounded several others. Store supervisor Andre Bing apparently took his own life afterward. Prelo's lawsuit claims she has experienced PTSD after seeing co-workers shot and killed in front of her. She also alleges Bing directed inappropriate comments toward her. She says Walmart should have known about Bing's behavior, but failed to restrict his access and start a look into his background.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In a must-win match against Iran at the World Cup, Team USA scores first.
Justin McKay, Dest making a big run. It's been for him. Dest is snuck in behind. Dest into the middle. Pulisic scores! Might have paid the price, but the U.S. takes the lead.
That just a short time ago in the 38th minute on Fox Sports. They are still in the first half, still 1-0. The U.S. can't advance to the knockout round without a win. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Severe weather bearing down on the Mississippi Valley, a risk of flooding and tornadoes.
You know, it doesn't feel like November here in Jackson, Mississippi. It's 74 degrees, so there's a lot of energy here in the atmosphere and a lot of potential for some strong storms, some strong tornadoes.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. Forecasters are warning that tornadoes could stay on the ground for long distances in parts of the South today. This goes from Texas to Indiana and Georgia as well. During that White House meeting between the president and congressional leaders earlier today, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the president was asking about McCarthy's recent trip to the southern border.
But we had an in-depth conversation about the security of the border and fentanyl coming across, killing our younger generation.
McCarthy also emphasizing the volume of the migrant surge and that there aren't enough border agents, inviting the president to join him on a trip to see for himself. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on a challenge to a change in immigration policy that shifted who's deported and why.
Texas and Louisiana sued the Biden administration after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a memo last fall. This memo shifted the priorities of immigration customs enforcement to deport those who'd recently entered the country and to those considered a national security risk or public safety threat. So others who may be here illegally but who are not new arrivals were not considered a priority. Texas and Louisiana argued that sort of policy decision can't come from the White House, that that's up to Congress and the Immigration and Nationality Act. In a 5-4 decision recently, the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration in its effort to end the Remain in Mexico asylum program. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox. Fox News.
It's been a mixed day overall on Wall Street, but right now, an hour to the close, stocks turning lower again. The Dow is down 63 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also in the red. Oil prices getting back over $78 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.